You know, if we take a step back and we look at these companies, we know that they're developing their own technology solutions towards the lead pipe replacement market, whether it's predictive modeling or leak detection capabilities. But I think that these acquisitions are showing that they're willing to turn to the market for products or capabilities that they may not have or may not be able to grow themselves organically.
I am Reese Tisdale, and this is Future Water, in which we talk about all the ways which companies, utilities, and people are addressing the challenges and opportunities in water. This is episode 77, and I think it's going to be a good one. So today, I'm going to talk to Bluefield Senior Analyst Ethan Edwards about actually M&A, trenchless pipe replacement, company strategies, markets, as well as Aegion's recent string of acquisitions that actually showcase their strategy since being acquired by private equity firm New Mountain Capital. But before we bring in Ethan, I wanted to call out a couple opportunities for you to meet up with our team of water experts in person. So we are reviewing, I actually was reviewing our travel schedule earlier this week with our team, and it turns out Bluefield is planning to attend 15 and maybe as of yesterday afternoon, 16 events between now and the end of the year. So I'm not going to lie, that's a lot for us. But what does that mean? This might be a good opportunity for you. So I thought I'd call out a couple, as I've done recently, for you to take advantage of the opportunity. Last time I mentioned Global Leakages Summit 2023 in London, Aquatech Mexico in Mexico City, and we'll also be in Palo Alto at the California Water Data Summit. So if you're looking to meet up with Bluefield during the week of September 5th in London, Mexico City, or Palo Alto, easy chance, easy opportunity to learn from us, but also anybody else who at that at those conferences. I will personally be at Rethinking Water 2023, the Science Water event on September 19th in New York. So I will be there if you want to speak with me. So easy place to get to, New York City. And then lastly, I want to wrap up, or we're going to wrap up September. We're going to be at the Swan Americas workshop in Milwaukee. Truth be told, our clients and colleagues love the Swan events. They've all been great events for us, whether it be in Glasgow, whether it be in Miami, Chicago. I'm trying to think of all the other places we've been for Swan events, but the next one's in Milwaukee. So as we plan for 2024, which I think many of us are doing, it's not that far away, 24, that is, in terms of strategic planning. So hint, you might need some help. You might need some data. You might need some guidance to plan for the year and figure out where the markets are heading. So now's a good time to meet with our team of water experts in person, because we're actually ready for it. We're waiting for those calls. So just give our water events page at bluefieldresearch.com. You can go to the page. You can find out where we're going to be. Or just reach out to us for a one-on-one. The choice is yours. We've got a lot of flexibility. We're here for you. So enough of hearing me talk about where we're going to be and how we can help you. Let's bring in Ethan Edwards to talk a little bit about M&A trends in the trenchless markets. All right. I'm joined today by Ethan Edwards, who actually I might be holding back from taking a couple days off of travel. So Ethan, might as well get to the easy question. Where are you headed?
I'm headed back to my beautiful home state of Virginia for a couple of days, but that's not till later. And so I'm excited to hop on the podcast before I head out.
Nice. Well, thanks for doing this. And the reason I brought you into this is because you've been looking into Aegion Corporation's recent acquisition of Portland Utilities Construction Company. You took a dive into the deal, but also at the same time, you were looking into the trenchless pipe rehab market and just other factors that are influencing some of the M&A strategies, but also how companies are responding to changing dynamics, whether it be, you know, aging infrastructure, simply put, or whether it be water pipe rehab, or in some cases lead. But we'll get into that. So why don't you give me a little bit of detail, or give the listener a little bit of detail on the transaction that sort of sparked the research that you've done?
Yeah, so the most recent transaction was Aegion Corporation, or Aegion, like you mentioned. They're St. Louis, Missouri based. They acquired Portland Utilities Construction Company, or PUCC. And so PUCC, they're a trenchless service provider specializing in cured in-place pipe and pipe bursting replacement methods. And they serve the municipal market in Texas and the southeastern United States. And it's really been sort of a string of acquisitions for Ajon. They've also picked up Standard Pipe Services, which is sort of a mid-Atlantic player, earlier this year. And then even before that, I believe in May or something, they picked up InfraSpec Services in Canada.
So, yeah, I mean, this is what's one, another part of this is interesting is Ajon in and of itself. What's the, so that's six acquisitions. What's the story behind Ajon and why are we focused on them? They're a big player in the market.
Yeah, they're definitely a big player in the market. And this PUCC deal, that's their sixth deal since 2021. And that is after it was acquired for nearly $1 billion by private equity investor New Mountain Capital. So New Mountain Capital, they're a New York City-based firm, and they took Ajon private. Previously, Ajon was publicly traded back in 2021. And they also own Infomark, which is another acquisitive water operations and maintenance service provider as well.
Yeah, the Infomark conversation is another different matter, which I think we may have talked about it on this podcast, but definitely interesting when you look at O&M markets, O&M strategies. But through these deals, it seems that Ajon's looking not only for more scale, that makes sense. It's private equity backed. They're trying to grow it, likely put it in a position where they can do something else with it. Would you agree with that? What do you think about where they're headed with the business and what changes have they made, at least superficially?
Yeah, if you look at the business, their timeline, what they're saying, I would say from an independent outsider perspective, it's pretty clear that they are focusing in on water specifically, and they're focusing in on the North American market specifically. So, you know, even prior to being acquired by New Mountain Capital, they had set free a variety of their international cured in place pipe replacement businesses. So those are businesses in the Netherlands, Australia, Spain, Denmark, and Northern Ireland. And those are all set free and sold to other companies between 2018 and 2020. And then also around the same time, they said that they're going to divest their energy services business unit. And so they finally ended up selling that to American Industrial Partners late last year in November 2022. So I would say since being backed by New Mountain Capital, it's been just a focus on water, focus on North America, and shedding their unrelated assets.
Yeah, and I think it's become clear. These acquisitions demonstrate that, which you've pointed out in the research you've done. I think the other thing that's, you know, just for clarity or for just so everybody knows, I mean, a lot of listeners are well entrenched in the water sector, but I think as from an outsider's point of view, everybody talks about, you know, the 4 million miles of pipe in the U.S. alone that need replacement upgrades over time, right? Our replacement rates are not as fast as everybody wants, expects, or is able to pay for. The trenchless players as a whole are presenting an option or an alternative for replacement, meaning it's less, you know, less disruption, lower cost, faster, et cetera, et cetera. So I think, you know, it looks like this is a big opportunity, and there's a lot of also infrastructure dollars on the street, right? You know, whether it be through IIJA, SRF, and other other federal funds. But I mean, as a result, we've seen some M&A activity happening. So there have been a number of key deals, particularly in CIPP or trenchless. What's the story of the M&A, not only with Ajon, but other players?
Yeah, so I would say that this segment of the market is definitely one of the hotter ones in terms of M&A. You know, we do track acquisitions across the entire water sector, but in this field specifically, in like the trenchless player market, since 2020, we've tracked a total of 12 notable acquisitions by the top four vertically integrated players. So when we say vertically integrated players, we're sort of thinking about companies that are equally balanced and involved on both the product supply and services side of the business. And for us, we are viewing Aegion, Pyrrhus, Ultra, and Vortex companies as the, you know, four of the really most vertically integrated CIPP companies. And what's interesting to see is three of those, Aegion, Pyrrhus, and Vortex, are all private equity backed firms. And so I think that sort of accelerated the competitive landscape. And you're seeing all these different firms roll up complementary firms, roll up regional players to sort of maintain their market positioning.
So one thing that I guess you got most animated about when we started talking about Aegion was the acquisition of Infraspec Service. That was a company that was made earlier this year. And it signals that they're moving not just to look at wastewater pipe replacement, which is sort of the traditional focus of trenchless. It's shifting more towards water capabilities and water pipe capabilities. But this really points towards lead service line replacement. Seems a little bit different. That's another, if you want to call it a hot market, as you put it, as I said, given all the federal dollars and the focus on water quality issues. What's the story behind that? This seems, like I said, a little different from other acquisitions they've made.
Yeah, definitely. So if you look at Aegion's three recent acquisitions, I mean, in a way, they all serve as new channels to market for their own products in terms of finding places that they can implement them in services. But really where I find this deal, the deal to be most interesting, was the Infraspec Services acquisition, because that's Aegion's first foray into the Canadian lead pipeline replacement market. And, you know, potentially like also the lead pipe remediation market in general. And that move parallels Pyrrhus's April 2023 acquisition of D&D Water Sewer, which also gave them small diameter lead service line replacement capabilities. And so, you know, if we take a step back and we look at these companies, we know that they're developing their own technology solutions towards the lead pipe replacement market, whether it's predictive modeling or leak detection capabilities. But I think that these acquisitions are showing that they're willing to turn to the market for products or capabilities that they may not have or may not be able to grow themselves organically. And so, looking at their peers, Ultra, which is logistics, water-related CIP business, they have their own solution for lead pipe remediation through a trenchless, non-structural pipelining system. And I would say that it's a sign that all of these companies are sort of lining up and preparing themselves for the coming dollars, so to say. Like, there's a good amount of federal government funding going towards lead pipe replacement. They're channeling up to around $12 billion towards replacement in 2023. In Canada, it's a bit slower, mostly because they're having challenges inventorying the actual location of these different lead pipes, but it's slowly gaining more traction. And so I guess to wrap things up, to put it in a scale, back in 2019, when we first looked at the lead service line market, we sized it at $32 billion. So that's a significant market, and I think that these companies are well positioned to take advantage of some of that.
Yeah, I mean, I think that to your point, the hardest part is inventorying, figuring out where the problems are. I think that's ramped up in the U.S. and, you know, also figuring out who the responsibility lies with. Is it the utility? Is it the property owner? Or is it the city and municipality itself? IIJ funding, this $15 billion that have been allocated to lead service line replacement, sort of is a step towards addressing what we forecasted to be a $32 billion market. I think the other thing, and I think we had Eric Bendler on a couple weeks, if not a month ago, I can't remember now, given all the content. I know we've put research on that, out on it, and is the 120 Water Blue Conduit partnership doing inventorying of the lead service line market. That's another interesting aspect of all of this. But like you said, there's stuff happening. This is an interesting story between, you know, with several private equity backed or held companies that are actively acquiring other companies. You've got a lot of federal funding that's out on the street that's got everybody excited. You also have the lead service line, water quality issues that's out there. And also, you know, Aegion's doing this in a market when it comes to M&A that's been a little bit soft, right? I'd say over the past 3 to 6 months, you know, our numbers are showing a softening in the market. It's hard to outpace 2021, if not 2022. So it's come down. You know, conversations I've been having with others recently is that Q4, if not the beginning of 2024, so Q1 2024, should be picking up. You know, there's no shortage of money and dollars out there. So with that being said, Ethan, this is really interesting. I don't know if I've missed anything. If you got anything to add, fire away. But yeah, this is fantastic. So thanks for all the time.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we've got a lot of exciting research coming out, and this is just a piece of the bigger picture, but definitely an interesting one for sure.
Well, while I got you, you know, as I typically ask the analyst, what are you working on these days?
So I guess after I take a couple of days, really, I'm trying to come back and hit the ground running on sort of our top companies quarterly. So I would say it's a big exercise that we've done in the past where we sort of go through the financial results, the call transcripts, and really try to do this massive lift to understand what the market pulse is on like the top 50 publicly traded companies in water. And, you know, hopefully we'll be able to continue to do a great job going forward of cutting through the noise and sort of identifying like the key trends and, you know, what the cross-sectoral, I'd say, challenges and opportunities are. And also look out for, you know, what these different companies are saying about perhaps like a market slowdown in China or inflation easing and different like geopolitical impacts. So I think there's a lot of exciting things to come, and I'm looking forward to digging through that in the coming weeks.
Yeah, no, I'm excited about it. And I know you're also helping out on some analysis of engineering companies. I know we've profiled 35 or 40 engineering companies doing some analysis there about what their business strategies are across not only municipal sector, but also industrials as well.
Yeah, a lot of exciting stuff going on.
I'm with you. So once again, thanks a million. Sorry to hold you back from the real opportunity of fun in Virginia. So enjoy the long weekend, and we'll talk again next week.
Sounds good. Thank you.
All right. Take care. All right, there you have it. That was awesome to hear from Ethan, particularly as he's digging more into M&A across the board. He's put out some research on a couple of deals, including this Aegion one. So before we sign off, if you're in Boston or Barcelona, let us know and we'll set up a meeting for you at our offices or wherever is easiest for you. Secondly, please subscribe to the Future Water Podcast and give us a review. It gives us an idea of who's listening and whether we're doing a good job or not. This is episode 77. Our numbers continue to climb and the feedback we're getting is really positive, but hey, it's useful to the rest of our team to hear if we're hitting the mark or not. If you have any questions, comments, or a topic idea, send us a note to waterexperts@bluefieldresearch.com. We're doing this for you, like I said, so we want to give you what you're looking for. And lastly, tell a friend about it. It's a good way to spread the word. This podcast and these water industry insights have been brought to you by the one and only Bluefield Research. Learn more about us. Visit us at bluefieldresearch.com. Until we talk again, be well, be safe, and take care.